Tapped Out. I'm Jack Callahan. Fox News. The Biden administration balking at calls for talks with House Republicans on spending cuts as the price to pass an extension or an increase to the country's debt limit, which will hit today. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin says this ought to be something both sides could agree on.
We're not getting rid of anything, and you can't scare the bejesus out of people saying we're going to get rid of Social Security, we're going to privatize. That's not going to happen, but we should be able to solidify it so the people that have worked and earned it know they're going to get it.
The Treasury Department will begin prioritizing certain federal payments to stall U.S. default on debt obligations if there is not an extension. The White House, through Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, now referring all questions about the Biden classified documents issue to the Justice Department and the White House counsel.
Their insistence on sending queries to the DOJ is obviously creating an atmosphere of suspicion here in the nation's capital, say critics, who are not only asking more questions, they're beginning to wonder, what is this White House hiding?
I already answered your question. Go ahead.
You really did.
Well, I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, it's your opinion. It's your opinion. That is your opinion.
As the White House continues to refuse to answer basic questions about the document drama, the longer this story will likely stay alive in the media.
Fox's Kevin Cork. President Biden traveling to California today to view the damage done by a series of storms. Vice President Kamala Harris will head to Arizona, but not to the border. Instead, she'll attend a green energy event in the Phoenix area. The district attorney in Santa Fe, New Mexico, says she'll announce midday today whether she will file charges in the fatal 2021 shooting of cinematographer Halina Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Actor Alec Baldwin was holding the gun during a rehearsal. He claims it fired spontaneously. He and three other people, including the movie's weapons expert, could potentially face charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court has refused to stop the enforcement of New York State's new gun law, passed last year to replace an earlier law struck down by the court. Gun shop owners say the new law violates their Second Amendment rights.
Gun sellers argue New York's new laws hurt their businesses. They wanted a temporary injunction against the laws, which call for firearms dealers to secure guns in a locked area, install security systems, and give gun sales records to government law enforcement.
Fox's Jill Nadeau reports there are multiple challenges to the new law being heard in lower courts. The office staff of Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube asking for prayers for the congressman. He's hospitalized after reportedly falling off the roof of his Florida home. Police say they have plenty of evidence against a suburban Boston man accused of killing his missing wife.
Brian Walsh appeared in a Massachusetts court to be arraigned on charges of murdering his wife, Anna Walsh, who was reported missing by her co-workers 2 weeks ago. Prosecutor Lynn Veland says Walsh was Googling things on January 2nd, the day after anyone last saw the woman.
At 12:45 p.m., Pat saw best tool to dismember. At 1:10 p.m., can you be charged with murder without a body?
Brian Walsh also has a criminal history, pleading guilty to wire and art fraud. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Prosecutors say police found a hazmat-style suit in the trash with DNA from both Brian Walsh and his wife on it. Alabama's Supreme Court has approved changes to the state's execution protocol, eliminating a requirement that an execution be completed within 1 day. Twice last year, the state had to stop executions when prison staff was unable to find a vein suitable for lethal injections before the midnight deadline. Last-minute appeals also often push the execution process, delaying it for hours. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.